The Rambam refers to midos as deos because the way that you develop good midos is through the intellect. And therefore, we have Hilchos Deos. And Hilchos Deos is about, in the Rambam, is about outlining for us what are proper midos. So Arba Midos B'Deos means that there are four types of midos in a person, four types of prototypes of people in terms of midos. Number one, Noach Lichos V'Noach Lirtzos. It's easy for them to get angry, and it's easy for them to get over it. They fly off a handle quickly, but they also move on very quickly. So such a person is Yatsa Scharo Behepsedo. What does that mean, Yatsa Scharo Behepsedo? It means any benefit that he gained from being quick to be appeased, he loses because he's always getting angry. Very nice, you're easy to appease, but you're always getting angry. We know that for the Rambam, Rambam Hilchos Deos outlines this, anger is a very bad trait to have, a person who's angry. Chazal speak about it. So, obviously, speak about it at length. That's where the Rambam gets it from. So, this Mishnah in general is going to speak about the evils of Kas. So, Rabbeinu Yonah says, the Hepsed is Merubal Aschar. Because what's the Toelah, Spirit Sos Mehera, if someone who's appeased quickly, if Kas is Becheiko Yanuach, the Kal Mehera Yichos, and he's so quickly, he's able to get angry. So that's our first prototype. Next, kasha lichos, v'kasha lirtzos. It's hard to get him angry. It takes a lot to get him angry. But once he's angry, kasha lirtzos. It's hard for him to get over it. He holds on to it for a long time. So such a situation also is yotza hepsedo b'scharo. Here, it's the opposite. Before we said yotza scharo b'hepsedo. This is a little bit better than the previous situation because the hepsed is overshadowed to a degree by the schar. It's bad that it takes you a long time to get over things, but the fact that you only get angry very rarely, so that covers up a lot of your negative trait because it doesn't happen so often. So Rabbeinu Yonah says here, b'zeh ha-schar meruba al-hepsed. In this situation, it's better. This situation is better. It's not ideal yet. But it's better. Since you only get angry once in a while. It's only really serious things that get you angry. So it ends up that most of the time you're doing okay. Most of the time you're maisim or mitukanim. So this is why it says yafsa hepsedo bischaro. Number three. Kasha lirtzos. Hold on, kasha lichos. Excuse me, v'noach lirtzos. That's a chassid. Someone who is—it's hard to get him angry, and when he does get angry, he gets over it right away. So that's a chassid. Rambam says that's a very, very commendable person. He says in general, look here. The Ben Yonah says very nicely, quoting from Mishlei, "Inyan akas berov apeamim uvrov bnei adam is raw rabba." As we find, uvalchema rav pesha. Someone who gets angry a lot, sins often. It's not good to be a balchema. Vamru Rabbeinu and Chazal tell us, kol hakoeis kilu ovid avodah zarah. The Oramru, it says in Gemara and Shabbos, kol hakoeis, kol gufei aveiros tuluyim bo. Ki mitoch hakas bolasos kol aveiros. V'ein tachlis lo ra'as hamidos ahi. Hamido ahi. It's hard to exaggerate how bad kas is. Now the Rabbeinu Yonah here does go on a little bit of a tangent, and he tells us, but you should know, lefamim, it's good to get angry. For instance, mekana mechal Hashem. If you see someone who's being mechal shem shamayim, and he's osaveros, like we find by Pinchas, so once in a while it might be appropriate for someone to get upset. Sometimes it's mutter, as we find any talmud chacham. Who isn't no came v'noter kinochash, is not a Talmud Chacham. What does that mean? It means that he has to be willing to sometimes take offense for Kavod HaTorah, not for his own Kavod, and it's hard sometimes that line is sometimes a very gray line. Somebody says they're getting angry for Kavod HaTorah, but it's really because they themselves were slighted. So that's not good. But if you see that someone's really disrespecting Hashem, disrespecting Talmud Chachamim, you see someone making fun of a Talmud Chacham, that's a time to get angry and to express anger. He says, he brings an example, we see this by David. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that sometimes it's okay to feign rage for pedagogic purposes. to feign rage. That's how I remember learning this Gemara in 10th grade. That was how my Rebbe in 10th grade said it. Feigned rage for pedagogic purposes. To sometimes pretend to be angry in order to teach. We have a story in our family that when my father's mother's family came to the United States from Poland, so my great-grandfather, my father's grandfather, so he was the one bringing the family from Bluzhov, Poland to the United States, and somebody took the dishes, the Fleishik dishes, and put them into the sink. They only had one sink, you know, this is like the Lower East Side, or I think it was the Bronx, actually. You know, they were living in these tenement apartments, and there was one sink, and whenever you wanted to put Fleishiks in, you had to put an insert in first. The sink was Milchik, so when you wanted to use it for Fleishiks, they put an insert in. And someone put the plates, someone put the bowls into the sink, the Fleishik bowls, without the insert in. So my great-grandfather, apparently, the story goes that he called everybody into the family, into the kitchen. And this is, you know, pretty soon after they came to America. And he lifted up all of the china bowls and he smashed them on the floor. And he said, "We are not compromising on kashrus just because we came to America." So I understand he was a very gentle man. And I imagine that he wasn't really that angry, especially if he knew the halacha. The bowls were probably fine and were not trafed up. But he was trying to educate. So the Gemara talks about how it's sometimes okay to show anger in order to teach. Now, if you're sitting there kicking your kid, Chas V'Shalom, and saying like, I'm not angry. And, you know, so that obviously doesn't, that's not what we're talking about. The idea here is that you're supposed to use it for education. You show anger in order to show them that it's important, right? Like, where nowadays the chinuch is all about positivity, and everyone says you shouldn't strike a child ever. But even those who are the most against ever striking a child, so everyone will agree that if your child sticks their hand into a socket with a fork, chas v'shalom, or runs into the street, you got to give them a patch. Because, you know, you're just going to tell them, you know, in modern educational methods of, you know, it's really not good for you to walk into the street. Daddy's not proud of you when you walk into the street. You could do so much better. You don't use methods like that when we're talking about life or death. A little child who can't even understand an argument like that needs to understand that there's going to be a repercussion. So feigned rage for pedagogic, that could also be okay sometimes. But in general, we define a chassid as a person who it's hard to get him angry and he gets over it quickly. It's interesting, the term chassid. Chassid we usually think of as, you know, someone who goes beyond the letter of the law in terms of midos. So is this beyond the letter of the law? Or this is the ideal. This is what we're striving for. This is an ideal that we're striving for. This is above, or this is what's expected. So the choice of chassid is interesting. You'll see in the next Mishnah, which is going to be talking more intellectually, the term chacham is going to be used. And last, Noach lichos v'kashe lirtzos. Someone who it's easy for him to get angry and it's hard for him to get over it. That's the worst. That's Russia. That's the worst. If you get angry quickly and then you don't get over it, so that is a very negative trait to have. And I think we've pointed this out, and I think this is an appropriate time to point it out again, that the Torah doesn't really provide punishments for bad midos, because having the bad midah is the biggest punishment itself. And someone who's always getting angry, always getting worked up, and then holding a grudge for a long time, that is a horrible way to live your life. That is a very sad way to live your life. And there's no greater punishment. If we identify in ourselves that midah, that's something that we want to make sure that we root out. Because what kind of life is that? If you're always flying off your handle, you're always getting upset, every single little thing, you get angry, and then you can't get over it for a long time, and it's festering inside you, that's not a good and healthy way to live your life.